purpose of the follow-up is to recontact your prospect and move him or her towards what they've stated they need, want, or don't want. The purpose of the follow-through is when your prospect indicates readiness to act, join, enroll, sign up. Then you follow through by delivering all he or she needs to get what they've stated they need, want, or don't want. This starts with completing simple distributor agreements, getting products or signing them up for services, etc. Then moves on to training them how to do each step of the business. Being effective at follow-up depends on the previous step of the inviting formula, close to action. When you closed your prospect to action, they agreed to do some things and you agreed to do some things. One of those items was for you to recontact them at a scheduled time. Do that. That's follow-up. You may need to follow up or recontact your prospect several times to get them to the stage where you follow through with them. Now, I'm not going to pretend that follow-up is fun. It most certainly is not. The reason it's not fun is because here is where you're going to get the objections, and here's where prospects who don't have the ability to communicate will avoid your phone call. But follow-up is a requirement to your success. I've identified three main areas about follow-up that need to be understood in order to be successful at it, therefore successful at network marketing. Number one, close to action well, and your follow-ups will work out a lot better. Number two, do follow-up. Most network marketers and salespeople, for that matter, don't. That's why most don't succeed. Number three, it's not you. I know that doesn't make an ounce of sense, but listen on and it will. I wrote a piece in a newsletter that I wanted to contribute here because I think it will help you see the big picture of what follow-up really is. So let's just picture what's going on here. Mr. Prospect has this need-want. For this discussion, I'm going to say he needs money and get what he calls breathing room. I could interchange time or anything else here, but for this discussion, I'm going to use money. So Mr. Prospect is very, very worried about his credit card bills. He's gotten himself in over his head. There was a time when he didn't have credit card bills. He could pay off the credit card the same month the charges came in. Once or twice he charged something that required 2 or 3 months to pay it off. He used a little bit of discipline and reduced his expenses in other areas, and with pride, he sent in the payment and paid it all off. And then at some point, he sunk too deep and wasn't able to pay it off in a month or two. He's now in debt and has been for years, but Mr. Prospect has pride. He is completely convinced he will pay it off. So convinced, he starts erecting even more determination. His determination is so strong that it has actually become walls of determination. What do I mean by walls of determination? Well, he starts making very strong statements such as, I will not spend any money on anything I don't need. He says to his family, all right, family, we need to tighten down on spending money. He's always making the statement, we can't afford that. His wife asks, honey, can we go to the movies tonight? He responds, good grief, can't you see we can't spend any more money? The debt is killing us. A postcard hits his mailbox about making money from home. He calls and leaves a message that starts with something like this. I'm just curious about this on your message machine. You call him back. You do a good greeting and qualify. He doesn't express all this grief he has. Remember, he's got pride. He wraps all his grief up in a tiny statement like, just looking to make some extra cash. The whole time you're talking, he's got one thing on his mind. What's this going to cost me? If it costs anything, he's going to put that wall of determination between you and him. This what does it cost question doesn't come up because you're moving right through the inviting formula, and the formula was created with the purpose of minimizing objections. You conclude that he does in fact qualify, and you invite him to look at an online movie. He agrees, and you schedule a time to follow up. You call at the designated time, he doesn't answer the phone and doesn't return your phone call. You think it's you. You think he's turning you down. You think you need to go back to the drawing board because this thing isn't working. Networker, Mr. Prospect needs your help. He's trapped himself behind his wall of determination. You need to help him get around, under, through, or over this wall, which requires you to continually follow up with him. Don't sit around looking at your issues and dreaming up all kinds of stuff. It's not you. That was point number three that I mentioned earlier. It's not you. Call the man back. Call him again, and keep calling till you reach him. Hold his hand and walk him through his wall. That's what follow-up is all about. It's not fun, but it's honorable. When thinking about or dreading doing the numbers? Remember that every number is a human being. Help that human being, and then follow up is a lot easier. There are going to be many times when you're not going to be able to get your prospect around his wall, whatever that wall is. That wall could be time. That wall could be not interested in MLM. It could be that he just doesn't want to work with you. But the point is, you must keep trying to help him. I'm going to give you suggestions a little later about how often you follow up and when you call it quits on following up with a specific prospect. But I want you to see the big picture of what you're really trying to accomplish with follow-up, and let the big picture be your guide.